and welcome back to English with Lucy. Today I want to talk to you about proverbs. But do you know what proverbs are? Proverbs are usually short, clever little sentences that natives will use in conversation without even realising it. They often offer good, arguably good, life advice. Today I'm going to talk to you about 5 proverbs and their meaning and when we would use them. The first proverb that I'd like to talk to you about is the grass is always greener. This means that you shouldn't be jealous of what other people may have or may appear to have, because they could also be looking at what you have and feeling jealous as well. So, quite literally, this is probably talking about a neighbour looking at his neighbour's garden and thinking, his grass is greener than my grass. But it could just be his point of view. His neighbour may be looking in his garden and thinking, oh God, his grass is greener than mine. So, it basically means don't be jealous because it might not be what it seems. The next proverb is don't judge a book by its cover. This is another proverb that teaches us that things are not always as they seem. The proverb tells us to not judge someone by their appearance or the way they dress or just generally how they look or act. A really old, dirty book could have an amazing story to tell inside. Or a really beautiful book could be really boring inside. And so this proverb is talking about books, but relating it to people. Somebody might have a mohawk and lots of scary makeup and spikes all over them, but they might also have a kitten fan page on Instagram. You never know, so don't judge a book by its cover. The next proverb is, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And this means that when you are visiting somewhere, you should try and act as a local person. It's considered respectful and polite. I love this one. It means that when you travel, you need to adapt to the culture. Whether that's covering your skin or adapting to their meal times, I think it's really important to respect and adapt to culture. A lot of people could learn from that one, actually. The next proverb is practice makes perfect, and this one sort of speaks for itself. You're not going to pick up a violin and play like Vivaldi. You need to practice. The more you practice, the closer you are to achieving perfection, and the same goes for your English. Practice makes perfect. The last proverb is actually my personal favourite, and it's about determination. It is, where there's a will, there's a way. It means that if you want to do something enough, then you will find a way of doing it. Nothing is impossible. There is always a way. I used to say this one to myself a lot because when I started the English with Lucy YouTube channel, I had no idea how to work a camera. A funny story is that my dad lent me a small amount of money to buy a camera and a tripod. So I bought them both secondhand, and when they arrived, they didn't work. So I phoned up the company and I said, look, you've sent me the camera, you've sent me the tripod, but it's not filming anything. And they told me that I hadn't bought a lens. But I went from not knowing anything about cameras, photography, video production, anything, to being able to make videos 3 times a week. And every time I come across a problem, whether it be with filming, lighting, editing, noise, there are a lot of obstacles in my way, I always say to myself, where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to do this, Lucy, you will find a way of doing it. So I hope that motivated you a little bit. Right guys, that's it for today's lesson. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media. And remember that I have my free live pronunciation lesson every Sunday at 4:30, and I will see you soon for another lesson. Mwah!